We have another Fenway memory today, and this one is from Tricia and David Boisvert of Bradford. Now, before they were a couple, a mutual friend of theirs invited them to a game at Fenway on May 31st, 1985. David came with a friend and Tricia with her identical twin sister. Before the game, they met across Yawkey Way at the bar Who's On First, and that's where they told us recently about their first meeting.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have Who's On First, What's On Second, I Don't Know's On Third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
When Tricia came in through the door at Who's On First with her twin sister, I was like, wow, those girls are really cute.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
They're actually called mirror twins. One's lefty and one's righty, and they're totally identical. My friend and I were just like, who's who? And what's their names? And, you know, you're trying to get it all straight, you know.
Who's on first and who's going to get to first?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time!
So after Who's On First, we move over to the game, and they were playing the Texas Rangers. Just going to Fenway Park was so exciting because my parents were from Boston, but as an Air Force kid, I grew up in the Midwest. I had heard so much about Fenway Park over the years, so any opportunity to get to Fenway Park, I was going to jump at it.
We were walking into the park, and as you go up the walkway, you know, you see the park and how beautiful it is. I'm thinking, how lucky am I? You know, here I am with these beautiful women, and thinking, like, this is really cool.
A bench in the park, unromantic and plain.
I was fortunate enough to sit next to her sister at first, and we were having a great time. And then about third inning, Tricia and I went up to the concession stand together, and when we came back, her sister had moved down the row, and so Tricia and I sat next to each other. And
we've been together 27 years, and we'll celebrate our 25th anniversary this December.
We couldn't have asked for a better meeting place, Fenway Park, and it was just one of those magical nights when you kind of know something really cool is happening.
The glimmering light of a lamp or a moon.
Unfortunately, the Red Sox lost that day, but we like to say that we won.
Yeah, we were blessed.
And what more do we need, you and I in the dark, on a bench in the park?
Tricia and David Boisvert. Their story was produced by Radio Boston's Dan Mozzi. We want to hear your Fenway memories. Share them at radioboston.org.
And as Boston celebrates 100 years of Fenway Park, join us tomorrow on Radio Boston. Only a game's Bill Littlefield and the Boston Globe's John Powers will be here to share their Fenway memories. You'll have a chance to share yours as well. That's tomorrow on our program.
Still ahead today, turning a controversial social media campaign into a teachable moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.